Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Reverend Al Green bringing us back. One of my favorites. He's the best. Al Green. Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got a lot of stuff there that you can check out. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It comes up really nice in your phone. It's just move over from left to the right, just one little step, and you can get it whatever you want, but it works out great. You can also check out the thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done with our Brain Trust members. On any topic under the sun, if there's something on your mind, go to the search engine and click on articles, click on the whole site. It'll bring up articles, archives, Brain Trust members, based on the topic that you chose. And there are videos there, lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And also, if you get a chance, if you're interested in what's going on with the age of the customer, if you're wondering what I mean when we talk about the age of the customer, you can go to, there's a lot of stuff on the main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, about the age of the customer. But there's a dedicated site, ageofthecustomer.com, where you can watch me talk about videos. I've got videos there on the age of the customer and articles and what other people have said about the book and my ideas on the age of the customer. So check all those out when you get a chance. I want to talk about the most recent survey that we conducted. And as you know, about four times a year, at least three, but sometimes four times a year, we ask you how the economy is going for you. How is business going right now? At the beginning of the year, we ask you how is it looking for the year, and then probably sometime around April or May, we ask you how the bottom half of the year is looking. And so we just asked you recently this question: turning the corner into the last trimester of the year, what does the rest of 2015 look like for your business? And so we got one of the things that in the responses, I think, there are two forces that drive the economy. One of them are the real economic evidence in front of us. What's it really looking like with real? What are the real sales to real customers? And the other one is, how do we feel about all that? What's our sentiment? What do we think about the financial condition, which could include noise from Wall Street. It could include geopolitics. It could include global trade, like what's going on in China. All those things impact that second factor. How do we feel about the financial condition? So all of those things, I think, create the indicators and that we get. And unfortunately, since 2008, since the crisis of 2008, I think we've had a lot of that. I think we've had way too much of the second factor. We've had not enough real sales to real customers and way too much negative stuff. And I think it's continuing to show up not only in our polling, but in other polling. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of America being. I'm tired of Main Street America feeling like we're stepchildren. I'm tired of Wall Street operating with another kind of capitalism than the rest of us. I'm tired of the anti-business rhetoric that's coming out of, and not only rhetoric, the anti-business policies that are coming out of Washington, and I think that's what's causing these kind of responses. And here's what you said: 19% said we're expecting a strong finish to an already strong year. One in five Less than 20% of you are having a great year. Congratulations, I'm proud of you. 38%, almost basically double that number, said we're expecting a strong finish to a decent year. So that's a good year that maybe that's a decent year, one that we could all, you know, maybe just a real nothing to write home about, but we're glad we have it. And hopefully we're thinking things are going to be better at the end of the year. Maybe it'll wind up being a great year. That's 38%. And then 32%, about a third of you said, we're anticipating a so-so finish to go with our so-so year. And 11% said, more of the same, not good. So 43%, 43% of you said that you're having a not such a great year or a bad year. So that's real close to half, folks. And half and half, and you know, a handful of votes one way or the other, and you could have it that way. So when people wonder what's it going to take to turn the economy around? Well, guess what? Main Street is contributing half of the economy, half the jobs, half the payroll. And when you got this kind of sentiment from Main Street, if you want to turn the economy around, how about finding a way to make them happy? Find a way to take that first and second example, more sales to real customers, and a more positive sentiment about how things are going. Turn that around, and I think you'll turn the economy around. Washington, are you listening? Wall Street, are you listening? I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Stuck in low
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.